Hey everybody, hey, welcome back. Welcome back to Cabrini's Law of Fuck That. The teachings where I teach you how to get to the core of who you are by just being who you are. The question is, as we will uncover, who are you? So today is the second episode, and I'm going to try to remember. I'm going to, you know, I may not mention every single time which episode we are on, but this is the second one. And this is the one that's going to take you back in time. And this is the one I want you to really get reflective. I want you to get still. I want you to even create a party, because it is time to have a pity party. And you know, most people have lived in pity parties for most of their lives. So today, whatever day it is that you listen to this podcast, whatever day that you share it with people, or that you have a moment that you say, you know what, I'm going to have a pity party because I need people to know my story. This is the day that you have forgiveness and you have an opportunity to share your feelings. Anyone that has wronged you, anyone that has hurt you, I think, although I've not gone to an AA meeting, I think this is the one of the steps where they have you go and make amends with people. You go and you cleanse the pathway so you can get to yourself, right? So this, I'm calling the pity party. My name is Cabrini Schneider, and welcome to Cabrini's Teachings of the Law of Fuck That. Fuck That stands for finally understanding common knowledge. Things happen all the time. THATT. Things happen all the time in life and in business, both good and bad. The question is, how are we dealing with the bad? So today at the pity party. In the pity party, when I did this back in 2016, it was so well received. And, you know, I guess I don't know why I didn't continue it, because I went on another path. And, you know, I guess I have what's called a squirrel mind. I keep jumping and jumping and jumping, but I only jump to the things that I love to do. And it has always brought me right back to you, interestingly enough, because everything that I want, I think maybe my spirit has always led to what you may want to hear at the time. So I jump there, and now I'm jumping back. That's so interesting. The pity party. So this is where you call everybody. You get the wine, your favorite wine. I'm talking, get the china out. I'm talking, get everything ready and have a pity party and tell everybody how you feel. Even if you have a pity party with yourself, tell everybody, tell the story, honey. Tell people what you feel and how you felt all your life. And, you know, this is the time to get it out. Get it out. Get it out of the cells. Get it out of your body. It's kind of like regurgitating. I want you to throw it up, honey. I want you to get every single thing out. Everything that does not make you feel good. I want you to get it out. You know, I'm thinking of a moment when, you know what's interesting? I'm going to tell you guys, it's really serious. Because I have regurgitated most of it, when I go back in my brain to find a pity party moment, I can't find it. Now, of course, I'm going to have to search to give you one so you can know that I am amongst the humans on the planet, that I do experience pain and joy. It's like sunshine and rain. One more time. Joy and pain. It's like sunshine and rain. But I have to search back and really find a pity party moment. Oh, I have one. There it came. So I was doing a coaching session and I had rented a studio in my office building, and it was a Zen studio, and I was all excited about it. I had my pull up, honey. I had my display. I brought the wine like I'm telling you to do. I had these people set up to come. It was going to be absolutely amazing. And remember, this day was called the pity party, and these people were ready for it. And I'm outside of the studio, and everyone is to come at 8 o'clock, and I'm waiting, and I'm sitting outside, and I have video. Lord have mercy. If you know anything about me, if you have followed me on my path for the last 35 years, most of the time I have documentation. I have videos, I have audio, I have pictures, because I always believe in creating the story. Jesus. Sometimes you don't want to see that story. So here I am, I'm sitting outside this office, and I'm waiting, I'm all excited. I'm waiting. It starts at 8. It's 8:15. Well, not only are the people not here, the people that I'm renting from have not opened up. They're not there to open the door. So I'm sitting outside in the hallway with the wine and my pull-up and my video of myself talking to myself. I've had so many moments, you guys, that I could have quit. I've had so many moments that I've put myself in situations where, you know, I've thrown myself out there. I've jumped into the deep end of the pool, not knowing how to swim, without a lifeguard and or a raft. So I'm sitting outside this office building. The owners are not there. Nobody's there to open the door. I'm calling them. It's 8:30. It's now 9 o'clock. Now at this point, I'm talking to myself. I could laugh at this right now, Lord have mercy. I'm talking to myself outside on the floor, with my legs crossed in a meditative position, looking beautiful as I'm talking to myself in the camera, crying. Of course I'm crying. I'm crying, saying, well, is this my pity party? Was this pity party for me? Is this where I get to share all my sorrows of all of my failed successes, all of my failed attempts at getting to the end of the rainbow, or to the, I don't even know. I couldn't even explain it to myself. But there I was, sitting there. I can't remember if I actually sat there and just said, fuck that, and popped open the wine. But at that point in time, I could see people drink when they're, you know, depressed, and they got to get over some situations. So I don't think I opened that wine. I drink when I'm happy. I drink because I'm happy. Maybe that's why I drink so much, because I'm so happy. That's another conversation. But that was a pity party moment for me, while I'm having people come to have a pity party. So what I'm saying to you is to have that moment. That one moment in time where you can sit with yourself and air out everything that has not made you feel good in your life. Everything. From the relationships, from the points of views where you feel bad about yourself, you're mad at yourself, whatever it is. You know, first is internal, right? You're having the internal conversation. Then you put it out and you're saying it out loud and you hear it. Then you write it down. And after you write it down, You sit with it and burn it. And then it doesn't exist. This is what I did. I'm telling you. This is why I can't recall it. Because I have to go back into that archive in my brain that I've burnt away. And then you start to build from there the life that you want. And this is where the work comes, people. This is where it takes time for you to really start to imagine the life that you want. And because we don't spend time imagining the life that we want, it's very difficult to live in the life that you want. See, because if I said to you right now, how is your life right now? And I'm saying it to you, how is your life right now? If you looked at your life right now, is it the life that you want? Some of you may say, no, it's not, Cabrini. I don't like anything about the life that I have right now. But I want to remind you that you created it. Oh, I know that hurt a little bit. It might have hurt a little bit, but it is the life you created. Here's the exciting, most beautiful, bright side of that. If you can create that, oh, my friends, you can create the other side of it. But you have to be able to see it. Because you've only seen the side that you don't want, that's why it's so prevalent in your brain. That's why you can recall it. That's why you could say to me, if I said to you, what do you want? You could tell me what you don't want so clearly. Now we just have to start peeling back the layers. So today is the first day, or the second day, because yesterday was the first day. So now we're going into the pity party, where we're going to peel back the layers. We're going to uncover all those things that has not made us happy. And we're going to peel it back. And then we will not ever tell that story again. That is why it was very difficult for me to pull up that story again. I mean, I could pull up many, 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 many. It's all in my book, luckily. And that, too, was a very huge challenge for me to write. Do you know, in 2013, when I wrote the book, Fuck That, What Do You Want? An Entrepreneur's Journey to Self-Discovery. I go back and read that book, and it is not me, people. It is not me today. It is not who I am. And I, much like you, there are many things, many peoples that are within us. There are many peoples that reside within us. There are many peoples. And not just because I'm a Gemini. Don't come for me. Because I'm good and I'm better, honey. But there are many peoples that reside within us. And it's now time to find the people, the person that you want to become. You know, we were all born on this planet to do great things. And there is something great within you. I know you've heard the cliches of people, all these motivational speakers telling you all these things, that there's greatness within you. Mm-hmm. You look at your life, you're like, yeah, right. I can't find it right now. I need to go pay these bills and do this, whatever. What I'm saying to you, when you find the real greatness within you, you will not be chasing the bill. You will not be chasing the job. I promise you, I'm only telling you what I know. I'm not telling you something I don't know. Somebody coined the phrase, when you do what you love, the money will follow. Somebody coined that phrase. It had to have been someone like me that is saying to you, it is true. When you do what you love, the money will follow. Because you're not following the money. Ah, how about that? When you start following the money, right? That means you're following the money. It is not what you love. So you're constantly chasing. When you do with the love, the money finds you. Oh, my Lord. So, what I want for you. What I want for you. And I have spent, I'm telling you, again, those of you that don't know me, you're just now listening to the sound of my voice. You're just getting to know my voice. You're getting to know me. It has been the only thing I've loved to do. And, you know, I've created so many brick and mortar businesses. But when it came, which I'll get with that, tell you about those as we go further, because there's, you know, we have 30 days. Now we're at 28 days to get through this. And I'm telling you, if you do these 30 days, oh, baby, I can't wait to hear your testimonies. But I lost my train of thought. But I'm going to keep going. Anyway, when you do what you love, the money does follow you. It can't help but follow you. And it may not, it's never, ever the money you think. Just when you think the money is coming from somewhere, it ain't coming from there. It's coming from another place in which you have not even thought of. When they have also coined the phrase that God has a bigger dream than you. Oh, my Lord. I'm telling you. Once you get into the service of self. And yes, I'm telling you to be selfish, people. Because when you are able to be selfish about self. When you have nurtured the self vessel. That is when you can give and service others. But if you're constantly servicing others without servicing the self, you can't get fed. You become hungry. The body is nourished. You get diseased. You get diseases, and it's you're not fulfilled. Service the self first. When they tell you put the oxygen mask on yourself first, that's what I'm talking about. This is my mission, my intention for you. Right now, to teach you how to say fuck that. I am taking my life back. Fuck that. You will no longer speak to me like that. Fuck that. You're not gonna give me a raise? I'm leaving. Fuck that. I am going on a mission of myself. And fuck that becomes empowering. It becomes a declaration, because I finally understand common knowledge. Things happen all the time anyway. I'm taking my life back. You will no longer have dominion over my life. You will no longer take over my life. No longer, no more. Even if it's yourself that is not allowing you to emerge. You have to get still and know it is your turn. It is your time. It is now time for you. So have a pity party today, even if it's with yourself. Get in front of that mirror. Have that pity party. Let all of it out. So that when I talk to you tomorrow, you are ready to hear. Notice I said, you're ready to hear, not listen. Because see, you can listen, but you ain't hearing me. You can listen. But you ain't hearing. I need you to hear me. I need you to hear me clearly. It is your turn. Whoever's listening, whoever's getting it right now, it's your turn. And now we're on a mission. So get ready. Are you ready? I need you. So in closing, I need you to get a notebook. I want you to have a notebook that is specifically only nothing in it. But about you. And it is called My Journey to Me. So, I love you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. And let's grow. Let's go together. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back
to Cabrini's Law of Fuck That. That's right, those of you that are tuning in, I am teaching you how to say fuck that and take your life back. Fuck that stands for finally understanding common knowledge. Things happen all the time in life and in business, both good and bad. So why not do what you want to do and stop doing what you don't want to do? Because things are going to happen anyway. Welcome to day 3, honey. We are on a journey. We're on a journey. And listen, every single thing that we do that I teach you is always about the journey. I know we're going towards a destination, but the journey there is so important. It is one of the most important parts of finding out who you are, which is the topic today. Now I'm going to recap day 1 and day 2. Day 1, I asked you about who the fuck are you? And I had you to, get 3 identifications, 3 definitions of who you thought you were. I told you to, get clear about 3 things that identifies you to you. So did you get those 3 things? On day 2, I said, let's have a pity party, honey. We're going to get together. We're going to get with friends. Those of you that are just now tuning in, day 2. And if you can, because the titles are going to be very intriguing, if you can, follow the path. Day 2 was a pity party. Yes, honey, that's where you get to tell your story. You get to talk about all your woes and everything, everybody that made you mad and everything that just had you just discombobulated and mad at people and mad at yourself and everything. You get to tell everything. You get to, bring people together and tell them how they made you feel about yourself. You could pull the bully in. You could tell your mama how you felt about her, your daddy, your husband, your sisters, your girlfriend, everybody on this day of the pity party. Is where you get to air out all of your dirty laundry. This is the day where you come clean. Oh, that's going to be a beautiful day. Now, it may be hard. It may be hard. It may be challenging to actually confront these people and tell them how you feel, how they've made you feel over all this time. So today we're going to focus on molding the clay of who you are. Oh, yes. We're going to get that clay. We're not going to put too much water. And we're going to put it on the spindle. I think it's called a spindle. Maybe the spindle is for weaving and netting. And, well, y'all know what I'm saying. Put it on the plate and get your foot ready to spin your clay. And also, I want to also do a little house cleaning, keeping, and let you know that when I am speaking to you, it is only from my heart. There is no scripts. This is not scripted. I sit, I have meditation, and I actually think about what I am going to say to you. And I ask God to guide and direct me to the one person that might need to hear this today. Now, if everybody gets something from it, that's going to be great. But I really want to talk to that one person that hopefully my voice, my intention, is to use my voice to inspire you to wake up from your dream, to stop sleepwalking in your life so that you can be, do, and have whatever it is you want in your life. Okay, so that is my mission. That is my intention. So let's keep going and let's mold the clay of your life, honey. So today we're talking about who are you? How do you identify who you are? Cabrini, how do I find out who I am? I mean, I don't even know what that means. What does that look like? I am me. I'm me. That's who I am. Okay. So the way that you identify who you are is by telling me or telling you who you are not. The way you get to who you are is by knowing who you are not. Cabrini, what does that mean? It is so complicated sometimes, people think, to find out who you are. But see, when you find out who you are not, what happens is you get to see the way you are living right now in your life based on who you are not. Did y'all get that? You're living your life right now based on who you are not when I ask you this question. Are you happy where you are now? Are you happy in your job? Are you happy in your relationship? Are you happy at home? The way you find out who you are is by how you feel in your core. How do you feel in your life? How do you feel where you are? Oh, if you feel good, if you feel satisfied, if everything is working out lovely, then you know who you are, and we're going to move on to the next phase with you. But right now, I'm talking to the people that don't know who they are, the ones that are stuck, the ones that are in a place where they think they know who they are because they only know who they are not. I want you to now start identifying or finding out the things that make you happy. What is your purpose on this planet? Do you know what your purpose is? Do you have a purpose? How do you find your purpose, you ask? Well, see, this is my purpose. It has always been. I find myself getting, feeling very unhappy when I'm not talking to you or seeing you or cooking for you when I'm doing my cooking show. So, that's when I know I'm not being true to my authentic self. So what makes you happy? These are the things we're going to uncover. What makes you happy at your core? So when you find out what makes you happy at your core, then you're starting to mold that clay, honey. You're starting to get that clay right in order. You're starting to get the clay very shaped. You're getting it shaped up just right. And so when it's shaped up just right, that's when you can decide, do you want to be a bowl? Or do you want to be a cup? Do you want to be, you know, who you get to choose. And you also get to choose who you are not. So when you are identifying who you are not, it's by really paying attention to how you're living in that space. So you have an assignment today. The assignment is to find 5 of the closest people to you and get them to tell you 3 words that they think of when they think of you. Okay? 3 words from 5 different people of how they identify you to them. And this is where how you're going to be able to see how people view you. And sometimes, you know, you're actually showing up when you're happy, when you're with your friends, and you get to see who you are. And then you go to the other place that is not really you because, you know, you need a job, you know, or you found yourself getting in a relationship that is toxic because you're toxic to yourself. You know, all of these is a reflection of who you are, how you land somewhere. So we're going to clean that up. We're going to take time and we're going to clean that up and we're going to dig deep. Okay. And I'm also going to start adding 1 minute of meditation that we're going to do together in the next podcast. And it'll be a minute long. And we'll do a minute of meditation and I'll have music and we'll just meditate together. Okay. And that's going to get you again anchored and centered so that you can calm the chitty chitty chat that's in your mind that keeps going on and on and on. Okay. So the assignment You already know the assignment is to get 5 people to tell you 3 things about yourself. And we're going to start identifying what your purpose is on the planet. And how do you peel back what that is? Do not think of, well, Cabrini, you know, my purpose is gardening, and how can I really make money at it? I mean, as we're not thinking of money. Remember, I said in the last podcast that when you do what you love, the money will follow. When you do what you love, the money will follow. When you're doing what you love, that means you are showing up as the image and likeness of God, honey. And when you are showing up that way, there's no way that the universe cannot support you on your path. Okay, so we're going to be chiseling, and we're going to be sculpting, and we're going to be guiding and adding water and adding more clay and all of these things to build the perfect self. And sometimes there's perfection in the imperfection, right? So everybody is built different. Everybody shows up differently. So how are you going to show up? How are you going to show up for yourself? This podcast is all for you. It's all for you, about you, and to you. And we're going to embrace the part of you that we're going to start getting rid of and letting go of. Because, you know, we need that person too. That part of you we need. Because that's the part of you that's going to keep you anchored. Because every time you are doing and showing up less of yourself, you'll know it. So that's how you'll know that you're not being you. Because that part of you will show up and it doesn't make you feel good. The way that you know who you are is how do you feel when you're doing the things that you're doing? Let me give you guys a story. I am, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a DNA entrepreneur. I know that I've not said much about who I am and what qualifies me to help guide you to you. That'll be in another podcast as well. But let me tell you, I am qualified. I'm only qualified to share with you how I got to me in hopes that it'll help you get to you. Okay? So that's where my qualification comes from. It comes from life lessons, honey. It comes from failed successes. It comes from being a cancer survivor. It comes from bankruptcy. It comes from eviction. It comes from repoed cars. It comes from living life. But because I live my life on purpose, I'm able to help you live yours on purpose as well. So my story. This is a story about me not living my authentic self. Being an entrepreneur, you know, sometimes we don't have money. Sometimes, you know, being an entrepreneur, you're always in the, I don't like calling it the grind, but you're always in the mode of movement. Things don't work, you got to keep working it. Things is not flowing right, you got to change it. You have to be paying attention, honey. So I took a job, and I took a job because I was like, listen, I want a steady paycheck. I want to be off on the weekends. I want to have holiday pay. And I want to make a base salary. And so because I said I wanted to make a base salary, I got my base salary, $45,000. I had my view of the mountains. I was an outside sales rep. And I remember I was working there for 3 years. And the interesting thing about asking for the things that you want because you think that it's going to satisfy you. But when you're not living on purpose, I don't care how much money you're making, you're not satisfied. So here I am. I'm at this job. I'm at a meeting. We're in a Teams meeting, and all of my teammates are there. I'm 3 years in, and I was working for Pitney Bowes. And so this guy comes in, and he's the one that's training us, and he's writing on the wall and he's, you know, having this excitement. He had been with the company 20 years and he's talking about postal discounts. And I'm looking at him saying, what is he talking about? And it occurred to me, oh my God, I have been working for this company for 3 years. I have not put myself within this company. I was just taking this paycheck. And I said to myself, how dare you, Cabrini? How dare you take a job from someone, a space from someone that would love to be here just like this man? So I looked over to my neighbor and I said, my teammate, and I said, do I have your phone number? Because I'm about to quit. She said, shh, Cabrini, be quiet. You ain't quit. Oh, okay. Lean over to the next. Hey, girl. I said, I think I got your number. I'm going to call you later because I'm about to quit. Cabrini, shh. Okay. So I got up as if I was going to the restroom. I'm telling you, I'm walked away from something plush and beautiful and, you know, dream job. I was outside sales rep. I met my quota every month. I did not go beyond that because I just basically got, I got what I asked for and I didn't want to go beyond that. I didn't want to get the trips and be the number one sales rep, and I didn't want to do all that shit. So I did exactly what I was supposed to do. But then I found out that I was taking up space. So here's this man, he's writing on the wall, he's doing all this. So I go to the front desk and I say, excuse me, how do I go on unpaid leave of absence? Now, here's what it occurred to me, you know, years later, I'm thinking to myself, this was in 1999. I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. Why do I have to ask you to leave for you to not pay me? When I look back at that, what was I thinking that I have to ask you? Now, I don't know why I just didn't say, okay, I quit, but I guess I was trying to leave the door open, right, just in case I go out here in this entrepreneurial world and don't work again. So she says, well, I think you just, you know, write a letter and just email it. So I said, okay, as of today, I, Cabrini Schneider, am going out on an unpaid leave of absence. I sent it to the manager and I gave one to her to put in my file. And I walked out of that building. And it was kind of like Mary Tyler Moore when she was outside of her building and she was twirling around with her hat and she threw it up in the air. That's what I felt like. I had no idea where I was going. I didn't know what I was going to do. I truly do not believe I had savings. But that was 21 years ago. And since then, I have opened up 9 brick and mortar businesses, major brick and mortar businesses. I've opened up a restaurant. I've opened up a doggy daycare. I've spoke on the stage with Les Brown. All of these things, you know, I'll be sharing with you as I'm helping guide you to the core of who you are. And to show you that as you're molding your clay, don't just take space somewhere. Don't just take up space that somebody else that really wants it could be there. Find out what it is at your core that you want to do. Ask the universe to show you, guide you, and direct you to how to do it. Because you are the image and likeness of God. And the universe, God, you cannot deny you your treasures, your riches. So, with that being said, I know you have your notebook because that was your assignment yesterday. Get your 5 people to tell you 3 things about yourself. See how it resonates with you. See how does it feel to you that these 3 words identifies how other people see you. And how does that make you feel? It may not be what you thought. And let's talk about it tomorrow. I'll see you. Let's grow. And let's go together on our way to you. I'll see y'all later.